Chapter 14, Indigo Tower Restaurant, Coruscant.
"I've never heard of this place,"
said the fledgling senator from Banish, Camaran Suldar.
"That's because I dare say you haven't had the opportunity to travel much beyond your lodgings in the Senate building,"
said Senator Haydnet Treen. She beamed at him and patted his hand.
"You know what they say about all work and no play."
"It makes you successful."
He gave her a sly smile. Gracious, but he was a handsome fellow. Several years younger than she, of course, but with the gray hair and facial lines that told the world he was no callow youth. Much more appealing than Drickle Lesserson. And Treen did like surrounding herself with pretty things and pretty people. But useful as she hoped he would be, Suldar was nowhere near becoming emperor, and thus she would be nowhere near becoming empress if she changed direction in this late point. She didn't even know for certain if he would be amenable to joining their cause. But Treen had not become a senator from a planet of politically astute, some might say cutthroat humans, without being a superb judge of character. She was fairly confident that by the time they reached Desert and Calf, he would be joining their merry little band bound for glory.
"No, dear boy, it makes you dull and hollow-eyed and unable to properly seize opportunities when they come your way."
He gave her a smile, but his gaze sharpened ever so slightly.
"And tonight will present me with such an opportunity?"
he asked, his voice light.
"There will certainly be an opportunity to have an exquisite dessert called Wagnerian canapés. There is often a debate as to what pairs best with them, but let me assure you, only plebeians drink Cassandran brandy with them. The two flavors do not complement each other, and the brandy should never be drunk simply to wash down a dessert. I would recommend simple black calf."
He chuckled.
"I yield the floor to your expertise, ma'am."
"Then you are certain to go far. Oh, I do hope you like the color blue."
The air limo pulled up to one of Coruscant's most exclusive restaurants, the Indigo Tower. Modeled after the famous Skysitter restaurant, it enjoyed fame based at least partially on the novelty of being a revolving dining room on a tower high above the Coruscanti skyline. Its exterior was made of shining blue-black durasteel. The chauffeur opened the door for them, and Suldar shivered a little.
"I understand why you suggested the overcoat and scarf now,"
he said.
"Yes, it's rather chilly at this altitude, but the temperature is always perfect inside."
The door slid open to reveal a world of blue. Thick, soft blue carpeting, blue-black chairs and tables, midnight blue ceiling with softly winking lights simulating stars. The light, also a soothing blue, made everything look cool and mysterious.
"Ah,"
Suldar said, looking around.
"Fortunately, Senator, I do like blue."
"Excellent,"